Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
In just 2 days, the Browns travel to Atlanta to take on the Atlanta Falcons. Nathan Zagura, Joe Juravicious, Matt Wilhelm with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, getting you ready for that game on a Call Your Shot Friday. But we're going to start with some good news for the Cleveland Browns, and that is that Jordan Cameron returned to practice today. We will have an update on his game status after practice, as Mike Pettine will update the media on that. But at least he's back at practice. Not sure if he's been cleared for games, but at least he's been cleared for practice. Apparently looked good running around out there in limited action. So perhaps not only will Josh Gordon make his return for the Browns this week, perhaps it would also be Jordan Cameron too. We will keep you posted on that throughout the show. But Matt, Joe, you guys know these head injuries are serious. You follow set protocol. Good to know that Jordan's at least back on the practice field, so that if he doesn't come back this week, at least we can be, you know, somewhat comfortable without any setbacks. He could be back next week.
Well, obviously his health is the most important issue.
Yep.
So we get him back, not only for us as a team, but offensively. I mean, that pays huge dividends for a guy. I mean, he's a big athletic playmaker. Some of the balls that are a little bit taller, a little bit higher than you'd like to see, or, you know, they're catchable by a guy like him, but he's obviously, it was a pretty big hit that he took a few weeks ago. It's kept him out for a while, and it is good to see that he's back on his feet and ready to, you know, he's pretty close to playing some football again.
Yeah, most exciting thing for me is, with Josh Gordon coming back and Jordan Cameron potentially coming back as well, is, you know, now we immediately picture what both of them on the field last year did for this Cleveland Browns offense, and how one played off the other, and one succeeded, and the other one succeeded because of the amount of attention that Josh Gordon will get, and now linebackers and safeties have to, you know, garner attention on Jordan Cameron potentially down the middle. And we saw the end result, which was both of them receiving a trip to Hawaii in the Pro Bowl because of it.
It's nice to actually have weapons on the offensive side of the field, because what we've been able to do to hold the fort down while Josh has been gone, with the assortment of receivers that we have that have all played really good at times, and they've played spectacular, to be honest with you. They've done a great job because we are above 500. So now you get two big receivers, game changers, and all pros at that. That are possibly going to be on the field making huge plays for us. That bodes well for us.
It certainly does, to get those Pro Bowlers back in the mix. And folks, don't forget to vote right now for your Cleveland Browns in the Pro Bowl. Vote for your favorite Browns player. You can do that at NFL.com. So go out there and vote. The Browns not getting the respect I think they should get right now in some of these votes. So go out there and make it happen. As we said, it's a Call Your Shot Friday. We do want to hear from you. What do you think is going to happen? And we're going to start our first contest here. I'm not sure yet what you're going to get, but you will get something, and we're going to keep track of this. Matt Wilhelm and Joe and I will keep track of this today. Not only do we want you to call your shot and give the score, but we also want you to give us Isaiah Crowell's rushing yards. The one person who most closely gets Crow's rushing yards and predicts the outcome of the game correctly will win this prize. It'll be something good, some Browns memorabilia. We'll figure it out, but we're going to do our first one today. So 216-578-0850. Call your shot. Let us know Isaiah Crowell's rushing yards, whoever gets it the closest. And now if nobody gets the game right and the rushing yards, whoever's the closest to the rushing yards will win the prize. We're always about winners. So we'll do that today. We also are going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, from last night's coach show. We got the Friday forecast. We've got D. Orlando Ledbetter as well from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He's the Falcons beat writer and president of the Pro Football Writers of America. And I love D. Orlando Ledbetter. That's going to be a good interview. He knows this Falcons team very well. That's at 2:30. Friday forecast, of course, with Takiya. That'll be right around 2 o'clock today. But, gentlemen, as we get ready, obviously the big news all week we've been talking about is Josh Gordon. And, Joe, as a former wide receiver yourself, I think obviously you are uniquely positioned to talk about what his return will mean for this offense, how teams have to scheme against the Browns. So how do you kind of see that going? Me, I'm just happy. I'm happy he's back. I think we're a more fun team to watch with Josh Gordon. We're going to be a more explosive offense.
Well, I think what he does is he gives us an element that we haven't had in a few weeks now. We've got the home run hitter that can literally – he's a game changer. That's how I look at a guy like him. To be 6'4", 225, 230 pounds, built like a tight end, to be able to run that fast, make plays like that, and actually be able to single-handedly change the outcome of a game. I mean, that's a really, really good problem to have if you're the Cleveland Browns. So I look for him not only in the passing game to make some differences, but, you know, you're talking about Crowell coming in here and how many yards is he going to rush for. When you have a receiver that big that can go down and be very physical with safeties and cornerbacks, I only think Isaiah's numbers go up because you've got a guy that can literally manhandle people, and he can also get himself on linebackers and defensive ends if they call him to. So I think this is just one big, big happy smile over here.
The Browns are a team that's often, you know, you run to set up the pass, but when you bring back two weapons potentially like a Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron, who practiced today, if he's able to go, how does that allow the pass to help set up the run, or the threat of the pass to help set up the run?
Oh, it's absolutely huge. And I think also, too, now that you have those weapons, there were times in the past Cleveland Browns football games where when we go pass, you know, and because, again, we have wide receivers that are exceeding expectations but can't always win in every situation, we sometimes struggle and are stuck in third and long, or third and 10 in that case, with two incompletions. But when you get two guys back like that, it opens up so much, because those safeties, as we talked about earlier, you know, Joe, with one guy walking in the box, he can only do that very few and far between now. He
right.
has to be back.
You've got to respect
that. And respect that. And that is what, from a defensive standpoint, as you look at what a Josh Gordon comes back to, these guys in the Atlanta Falcons locker room have been aware of when Josh Gordon was coming back and that it would be against the Atlanta Falcons. And what happens is, it throws a – they're probably playing coverages and preparing for this football game unlike any other game probably in the last 4 or 5 weeks, because of the factor that he will be and the amount of attention that they have to now, as opposed to playing honest and, you know, and really not playing, you know, one guy or another. You know, you look at the Saints don't really have that true deep threat like Josh Gordon, and you play everybody fairly honest. But now you got to give a one-and-a-half man kind of hanging out there ready to be able to double Josh Gordon at any point.
There's no question that he let the team down. No question that and he's even admitted to that. He's apologized to the team kind of, you know, away from everybody. And the thing that's going to be so interesting to see is to have all that pent-up excitement, aggression, anything that you're going to have mustered up for this game, to see when he unleashes it, just how much damage he can do. Because I really, truly believe with the guy that's that physical of a specimen, that he can come out there and just take things over. So I think that's going to be really exciting.
I think it is going to be exciting, and in a dome, climate controlled, fast track. It all sets up well. And Mike Penn, one of the things we talked about him last night was, does he think this team is actually better suited to be a dome team in some ways because of all the team speed? It showed up, I thought, on that Thursday night game against Cincinnati on turf, and I think it shows up against Atlanta. And for the first time in a long time, you do have a Browns team that is kind of built on speed more than just straight muscle.
Well, when you've got, you know, Travis Benjamin, Hawk, you've got guys that are quick. Everybody moves faster when you play on that carpet. You know, it doesn't feel as good when you get tackled on it, but when you fly around, man, I mean, you actually feel like you're walking on air. So I think we are better suited. I think this is, even for Brian Hoyer now, to know that he's got one big weapon back right now, and it's a bigger weapon. So when he does make some of these throws, it may not be on target like we'd like to see. He's at least giving this guy a chance to make those catches.
If you're in the receiver room, you've right. been having a good season. Josh Gordon hasn't been here. He comes back. You know he's going to get the ball. How does that – what goes in your mind?
Well, I think that means that, you know, for me, if I'm playing with Josh, I know that I'm going to get more balls, because like Matt had alluded to a little bit earlier, they're going to have to take a guy and a half. They're going to get one guy, sometimes two guys over the top, and that's going to single everybody else up. So if you've been playing well in the meantime while Josh has been gone, I think it only opens up Pandora's box for you
to be more
as
efficient.
To what you can do to be more
efficient.
Yeah,
and I think also, too, is from a Brian Hoyer standpoint, you know, we on third down, and because we've struggled on third down, because we're in those third and seven plus down and distances so often, Brian Hoyer and Kyle Shanahan have to call the perfect play against the perfect coverage, and then you have a guy, again, two undrafted free agents, you know, and a guy who's been passed along, Miles Austin, you know, down the road.
Also was an undrafted free agent.
Exactly, but a very productive wide receiver with the Dallas Cowboys to scheme them open and for them to make the play. And I think what you get in Josh Gordon is he's that guy like you see in Megatron, or you see, you know, Larry Fitzgerald, that you know I'm going to throw it to him, and he's better than your guy, and you can throw it to him in those down and distance, and that big physical receiver makes that play.
It was just like last week with Andre Johnson. I mean, that's
correct, exactly.
That's a guy that's a game changer, and you know that when you need a tough catch, you can throw to him. And now we
doesn't
get
matter
that
how
back.
Covered he
we
is.
We get that back because, again, sometimes that the physical ability alone can be the difference maker.
No question about it. Off to a good start here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. update now. We started with Jordan Cameron on his return to practice today. The update is now he is ruled out for Sunday, but the team is now hopeful he'll be ready next week. He was, as I said, limited in practice today, but it was his first work. When I first heard the news, to be honest, I didn't think he was going to play. It just seemed too close. Now he's missing his fourth in a row, and he is officially out. So Jordan Cameron will be out. We talked about it briefly. Gary Barnage, Jim Dre will remain the tight ends for the Cleveland Browns in this game against the Atlanta Falcons. Cameron out, but Josh Gordon looking to make his 2014 debut with the Cleveland Browns this Sunday in Atlanta. When we come back, we're going to get this contest rolling. It's Call Your Shot Friday. You're going to give us the score of the game. You're also going to give us Isaiah Crowell's rush yards. And whoever's the closest at the end of the day is going to win a prize when we get reconvene early next week here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So we'll keep track of all of this stuff for you, and it'll be a fun little contest. We'll even participate in it, but we are not eligible to win the prize. We're not eligible. Although we do got to get you some gear, Matt. So maybe
it's
good gear.
And you could sign my gear. That would be winning in my eyes.
Well, if that's the case, then maybe you do win. We'll do that. All right, with more of CBD when we come back here on ESPN 850 WKNR.